Now in time for our weekly segment with Garden City Public Schools, talking with the Public Information Director, Roy Cessna. Roy, another Tuesday, and you got another update for us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. As always, Monday night we had a school board meeting, and the board met in regular session. There was a hearing on the 2021-2022 budget during the meeting, and the board approved the budget and adoption of the resolution to exceed the revenue neutral tax rate. So that's just part of now what we're having to do with the new legislation. And that's really across the board, not only just for school districts, but cities and counties as well. The board heard an update on AVID program in the district. Jenny Hands, coordinator of career and technical education, and Virginia Duncan, associate principal at Garden City High School, presented information to the board about how they are implementing the program as part of the board's goals. The board also heard an update on where the district and community are at in COVID. And then there was a discussion on protocols about COVID and how we're moving forward with that. And you can get more information about where the school district as well as the community's at with COVID on the school district website. Under the start of school, there's a lot of information of where we began the school year and where we're at now with all the numbers on COVID. And then they did hold an executive session, and there was no action taken after that. The next school board meeting will be held on Thursday, September 23rd at 5 o'clock. And that's just a follow. It's just where they do payables on that evening. Coming up this evening, the Garden City High School counselors will hold a senior success fair at 6:30 in the Commons area. The fair is for Garden City High School students that are getting ready to graduate this year, along with their parents. The fair is focused on having a successful final year of high school for the high school seniors as they are starting to transition from post-high school into that post-secondary education or into that career field that they're going into. On Friday, it is Constitution Day, also known as Constitution and Citizenship Day. It honors the Constitution. As Americans, we have essential rights from that Constitution, and it was ratified in 1787, so we'll be doing discussions around the district on that. I want to mention that we are asking parents to update their contact information with the schools. The district needs this contact information so buildings can contact families on any updates that we are needing or that we're getting out to those families as we progress through the school year. Again, as I was talking about, the school district does have COVID data information on where the district is at with the virus. We provide a status update of where the schools and the classrooms are at in the district. As part of the district protocols, we also have the information of where we started the school year to currently now. We update that on a weekly basis. Our leadership team meets daily to track the numbers, as well as we meet weekly with the Finney County Health Department to find out where COVID is at in the community, update that information, and that gives us a good decision-making process on moving forward each week in the district. But so far, starting week number six, we've been face-to-face and going really well at all of the schools. Again, for this and more information, we do have a lot of activities taking place throughout the district. Our fall events are in full swing. For that and more information on where those events are taking place, as well as the times and locations, you can go to the school district website at www.gckschools.com.